Those of you who are going to speak today, one, raise your hand, please. One, two. Just two? Okay. All right. Well, we don't need a list. I think we're ready for you, the two of you. It's 8 o'clock. It's public commentary time. I think everybody got water who want it. Go right ahead.
I don't know. Where's the cool guy? Mm-hmm.
I think you're talking about Bobby Lyon. I just wanted to bring up something that I thought would be very important to all you guys. One of the KPMT members right now, very important part of our community, is very ill. And I stay in touch with these. And Mr. B, unfortunately, has had to go back to the hospital again. So
he went back today?
I don't know. He went back the other day because he had an infection that happened. He had recently a pacemaker put in his heart.
Oh, man.
And it became infected. So
oh, no.
He had to be, he's now under antibiotics. And I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to extend everybody's knowledge so that they could, hopefully you guys would extend some prayers, some positive healing thoughts toward him, because after all, we all know how dear the Boobies are to our community. So, that was my main thing. And I guess other than that, I just wanted to just say, I just felt like SEMA peeps.
When was their procedure done?
The procedure was done several weeks ago.
Where? What hospital?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I think he went back to the hospital on Sunday.
Yeah, Ms. Reed posted that he came home, but he's got a six-week round of antibiotics, so pretty extensive, because they think it's staff.
Yes, the staff
at the incision site. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a pus pocket formed next to his heart.
And thank goodness he has a living nurse in the house. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Mrs.
That's
B.
his God's hand.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But another thing I just wanted to remember is that we got to stay tough in our community because, let's face it, folks, it's just getting ridiculous. I don't want to see more of these funerals. I really am sick and tired of seeing innocent people pulled off the road and shot in cold blood. And I mean, let's face it, we all know Black Lives Matter, and something's got to be done. And I don't know what the hell we have to do, but we've got to get some jury somewhere to start putting people in prison. Because I'm really sick and I'm tired of it. And I'm sure that I'm probably in a choir right here that probably agrees completely with me on that thought. That's all I wanted to say, guys. It's nice to see everybody's wonderful faces again.
You meant police and people, right, in prison?
Yeah.
Well, we got enough records.
Yeah, you bring somebody over, you kill somebody, you know, there's not going to be things unarmed.
Oh, Lord.
Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Too many loud fans.
Don, you want to sit down?
Could you get away from me, please? Get out of my face, please. I would appreciate it if you did not hover over me, please.
I'm standing in
front of the
back.
Okay, well then.
And I'm sitting right here.
Well, I wish you would.
No, they're both parties.
We're going to ask you to stand over here and greet us, please.
Okay,
we're doing that.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Can I ask you a question?
I ask her to move away from my face.
Very rudely. Okay, hi. We have a fun drive coming up, so anybody that can come down to the station and volunteer to answer phones, we'd greatly appreciate it. And, you know, it's we're in very trying times, so we could probably use the morale booster of the LSBB in there and being present and working. That would be great. I know a lot of you do participate, and if you haven't participated in the past, if you could consider doing that, that would be great. speak to several things. I walked in and Joseph Davis was speaking about us adhering to the bylaws. And I'm all for minding the rules and going by the policies and procedures that we have set up. But again, I'd like to just remind everybody that three of our Pacifica National Board members have voted repeatedly in violation of the bylaws. So I hope that the spirit that we had here in adhering to the rules and regulations that our PNB members could do the same. And I'm very concerned about the fact that they have voted in violation of the bylaws numerous times. And I've said that at this meeting numerous times. Joseph Davis has a motion to censure the people who spoke about the Maria Elena and the Kevin White situation. I'm very taken aback that conversation is not allowed. We're grown-ups. If there's name-calling going on or you don't want to participate in the discussion, that's fine. But to censure board members for talking about a board-related incident, that is inappropriate. I don't know why you would want to censure these members. Now, I have a suspicion as to why that would be great for the members to be censured, and that would be because some of the people that are in the minority representation of this board, they would suffer if indeed that motion is approved. So, Joseph, I would like to ask you to remember that this is a radio network, and we are here for the truth. And we're not here to shut people up or on the PNB exclude people from participating. So, there's that. Okay, and then Venetia has a thing on here with regards to Nancy Sabar and Artoni. I interviewed with the interviewed with the Management Selection Review Committee on the Nancy Sabar situation in their last review. But it's my understanding that Nancy Sabara has never answered any directives for mediation or anything like that. I'm not even sure if she's told her story beyond just telling a few people. I don't think it's... So anyway, I hope that when you guys discuss Nancy, that you do find a way to include her back. And I do wish that would have been handled differently because... it left a lot of open space. So hopefully Nancy will participate in getting herself back on by giving some answers to questions that she's been asking. Okay. Then the first, did you record this other woman or are you just recording me? Adriana, I'm talking to you.
No, you have no right to respond.
Why would you usurp her answering me that question?
You have a right to speak to us.
I
you don't
like
have
I'm
a right to go back and forth.
Well, right now,
you're out of order.
I feel like
step
I'm
Step back, ma'am. Step back. Now, continue your comments as they relate to the corporation, not to individuals, if you will.
Do you care to answer, Adriana?
Point of order.
Sir, what is your point of order?
It's always been my understanding that in public meetings like this, where there's some political sensitivity, if you don't want to be recorded, you don't have to be.
Well, in Texas, it's called one person.
I have the floor. I'm perfectly fine with her recording
me. Well, please continue
your
comments.
I just noticed that there is a discrepancy.
That's my point of order. I appreciate if you would do that.
I indicated that in Texas, it's a one-party rule. Just one party needs to know it's being recorded. She knows she's being recorded, so she has every opportunity not to speak or to speak.
And I would like to know why the other speaker wasn't recorded.
Ma'am, I have indicated that I am not going to go back and forth with you, but you have every right to speak to this body, and if you do so, you can consider it any way that you want, but your aggressiveness right now, your aggressiveness is a lot more considered, should be more consideration.
Where does this aggressiveness come from?
Do you not see your forward steps? The gentleman just asked you to give him his space. I don't believe you understand what common respect is.
Well, why don't you get a,
she has the right to record this meeting. She's recording
room
this meeting.
Me.
How much time does the member have?
It's only 11, so it's 19 minutes.
So, do you want to answer me, Adriana?
Ma'am, I've asked you again. You're obviously not going to get a response. The respectful thing to do is to continue your presentation.
The respectful thing would be for my question to be
answered. No, the respectful thing would be for you to afford yourself the opportunity that had been afforded to you, and that is to speak.
Oh, thank you for affording it to me.
Hey, the body does. I don't. This is called, in the agenda, it's not called dogging out members of the body. It's not called a question and answer. It's not a Q&A. It's called...
You allow it to be a Q&A sometimes when it suits your agenda.
Only you.
You do not.
You have had every exception with your activities and your proclivities here in this room. You have demonstrated your inability to control yourself. You've demonstrated your inability to respect this body. And yet you're going to question my motives?
Point of order.
Yes.
No. Quit abusing. Yes, this member has the floor.
Yes.
And this member
will
continue to
have
the floor until 19. Sir, she engaged. She's trying to engage every member here. So you... do your part and let her do her part, and we'll all be able to get through this next 18 minutes.
I'm engaging the member who is videotaping me. But like I said, I don't mind being taped. I just wish that there was consistency in the way that we treat people. I do not. I hear, believe you me, guys, I want the LSB to work. I want us to work together. You think that's funny, Adriana? I'm so tired of her just like...
You're intimidating this member.
Well, no,
and
I'm
members, if you don't see
here.
That yourself, this member has been doing this for months
I'm
now.
I'm going to stand over here
and I'm now at a point of ruling that this member has consistently come here to deride and attack. And you guys can raise... You can deny all you want. But whether you witnessed it or not, I'm ruling this member out of order. And ma'am, you can... You are out of order because you consistently disrespect this member and trying
by
to put this member into a fight.
You're trying to bait this member into a confrontation with what you're trying to do.
Simple
question.
Well, why don't you just simply respond to what you have in writing and give us what you want to say and stop trying to bait people into
I'm
your
not
conversation.
Trying to bait people.
Keep your voice down.
Go right ahead. Okay.
Point of order.
She can't raise her voice.
Well, she's been shouting.
He's the chair.
Ma'am, I don't know what you witnessed here.
Everybody.
But this member here, this member has been consistently disrespectful of this member every meeting. The only break she got was when this member was not here. That's the only break she's got since then. Now, whether you want to hide and put your head under the sand about that, that's not right, and it's not going to happen on my
watch.
Continue
your
conversation.
You're using my time.
You're using your own time by trying to drive this member into a conversation.
I would like to say, Adriana, I do not mean to bait you. I simply address you as a director and as a member of this LSB.
They want this to happen so they can go and write
and
nothing happens at a meeting.
An active member. Okay? So, if I have intimidated you or anything like that, I apologize. It's not my intent. Okay, the other motion is Hank Lamb's motion. It's been out there for a while, and I am assuming that it partially relates to comments that I made with regards to Adriana's investigation of KPFT like a year and a half ago. And at that time, I was told that there was thievery going on. And I questioned Adriana in the February LSB meeting. I'm sorry, she's the one that did the investigation. I'm not
continue, ma'am.
So anyway, I asked Adriana in February, what's going on? What's the deal? If you know there's stealing going on, why aren't we addressing this? And she said because she needed evidence to prosecute. Well, I'm at KPFT. Working upstairs with the books, and basically I'm in a department that's being accused of stealing. Adriana finds that funny. I don't find it funny at all. But anyway, I hope that you guys will put a little bit of pressure, because if indeed the stealing is going on like she says, what are we going to do to stop it? When's it going to stop? I know we got, what, $7,000 in fees for that investigation. We got them chopped in half, but nothing's happened. It's a year and a half later. And I'm an employee at KPFT being told that there's thievery going on, but nothing's being done about it. So, I think that Adriana should probably share results of her investigation. I'm done. Thank you for listening to me.
Well, thank you.
And I did not mean to. I think it's proof is in the pudding of the way everybody around the table jumped in, yelling started. This board, my two PMB members, are hostile towards me. Well, you know, they are our directors.
Orders of the day.
Where orders of the day is the KPFT recognitions. I'm sorry, a reading of the minutes. Do we have any minutes?
No, we're still on the delegates.
Wait, I've changed up on y'all, haven't I? Okay.
Were there any others in the public?
No. Public comment?
There were no others, according to the record. The next item on the PNB agenda is the delegates' election record date. This amendment returns this bylaw section to the original text, which was subsequently to allow the for discretion by the NES, that is, the National Election Supervisor. That discretion, although reasonable considering the circumstances, nevertheless created much confusion with many listener members who were eligible at the start of their election period, were not once the record date was changed to accommodate other timeline constraints. Existing text. Bylaw amendment read array record date. Article 3, members of the foundation, section 10, record date or record date. The record date for purposes of determining the members entitled to receive notice of any meeting, entitled to vote by written ballot, or entitled to exercise any other lawful membership action shall be 45 days before the date of the special meeting. 45 to 60 days before the day of which the first written ballot is distributed or made available to the members, based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor, or 45 days before the taking of any action, as applicable. Now, the proposed changes to the text is deleted text in brackets, and it says, Article 3, members of the foundation, Section 10, record date. The record date for purposes of determining the members entitled to receive notice of any meeting, entitled to vote by written ballot, or entitled to exercise any other lawful membership action, shall be 45 days before the date of the special meeting, 45 to 65 days before the date on which the first written ballot is distributed or made available to the members. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
I can explain what is the topic here. If anybody, I think that everybody read it, right?
I would like to hear it explained what the changes mean.
Well, the only thing that is taken from there is what said, based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor. Because what happened last year, I have been more than once. You have the record date is, you know, is explained here. But then the National Election Supervisor, for whatever reason, like happened last year, the elections are running late, she changed that record. And then what happened is some people have their membership fine till June 30th, and then they moved that record. And those members lost the option to vote because it wasn't up to them. I mean, when we talk about the elections, we said the record date is June 30. if the National Election Supervisory changes that, it disenfranchises some members that from the beginning were in the process, you know, we are thinking that they were allowed to vote. That is the only thing that is being taken from there, and I was thinking that makes sense.
Okay. Any other PNB member want to speak? All right, I suppose we're going to have to go through the...
I have a point of information.
Uh-huh.
So the NES then is required to send out the ballots within a fixed amount of time from the record date, which has always been the case, and so she was adjusting it, or he was adjusting it, by changing the record date and thereby invalidating some people who could have voted. And so basically that was done to allow the NES flexibility in case they couldn't get together, and they don't have that flexibility anymore. If I understand. And I think I'll go for
it. On this motion, you have any questions or comments? 2 minutes.
No, now that George has got an explanation of what it means.
Yes, ma'am.
Point of information, I didn't get what George said. So we just takes out the NES from deciding anything, and it's exactly 45 days right after the... Well, that's good. It'll help her out, too, or him out.
Susan.
Can we...
No comment.
No comment.
Yes.
Is the ineligibility due to lapsing membership? Because lapsed members shouldn't be voting.
The only thing that change is saying, for example, if you are a member today, right. If you are a member, we are in this election. Everybody that was a member till June 30th is allowed to vote. If that is being changed, because that's what the bylaw said, if the National Election Supervisor changed that, and suddenly that is July or August, well, those people, they were sure and they were told that they were allowed to vote, and suddenly in the middle of the game, they change. What we are saying is, if something need to be changed, need to be a different option, not in the hands of the National Election Supervisor that will put the membership, will disenfranchise membership. That is
point of information. That means the responsibility of the being able to vote is the members themselves. They have to make sure they're
membership.
It's different. They have nothing to do with that.
It's just the NES is off the hook of deciding.
I pass.
The problem with this, I don't think it makes a difference whether we pass it or not. It's going to make any difference. The record date has to shift if the mailing date changes. That's why they changed it last year. Several of the LESs weren't hired until halfway or even later in the nomination period, so they didn't hardly get any nominations at some of the stations. And again, California Corporation Code requires that, you know, the mailing be within a certain period of time from the record date. So with or without this change, it's still going to have to say that. And I guess I'm kind of resentful, just to be honest with you. We're spending all this time on these real trivial things, and we're not talking about big stuff. And just to let you know, there were several much more substantive changes to the bylaws amendments that the PNB majority did not go along with. And, you know, I think we should be dealing with that instead of wasting your time on stuff
but
like
I think
this.
Okay.
So I'm going to vote no.
I'm going to
vote no because
right
I think
now.
It's just a waste of time.
Go ahead. We're doing the same.
I agree.
Alon?
No opinion.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't aware that it was a California law that we had to do it 45 days after the record date. So basically, through no fault of some of these NESs, they weren't able to do it. And so this was the only remedy they had for them, which is a remedy which screws up a lot of people who are planning on voting. So the question is, do we give them no remedy for stuff which is often our fault? The logical thing to do would have been to change the 45 days and say, well,
that's not going to happen. What we've got in front of us is
just... Let me finish by speaking. I had 2 minutes.
Well, I didn't know.
I had 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. So it seems to me we have basically two bad choices here. And of the two, I guess I'm going to come down on what I said to begin with, which is I'm going to go with this amendment, and the NESs are just going to have to deal with it.
Next. Thank you. Next.
Next.
Are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor of this motion, please raise your hand.
No, roll call.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll come back to Tony. Is Tony left? Or?
Yes, Tony's gone.
Okay. I'll vote for the motion. Mike Lewis?
Abstain.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I'm going to abstain.
Cliff Smith?
Abstain.
Kevin White?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Alamalan Epidem?
Would you restate the motion, please?
It's the amendment.
Amendment. We're voting on.
The amendment is to change the date of 45 days certain from 45 to 60 days.
No. He's taking from the National Election Supervisor, that is a part-time employee, a decision that it need to be taken, could be taken by the PMB, but no, but one part-time employee.
That ain't what I read. I read that was changing the time certain of being able to make that decision, but it stays in the hands of the NES. That's what I read. So that's why these things take half of our meat and really are inconsequential anyway to the operation of this foundation. But yet, all of us complain about what don't get done. And here we are sitting 45 minutes about nothing.
Why don't I continue the roll past and we're checking that?
Right. Alon, pass Alon and come back to him. Let him read.
No.
Okay. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Adriana Casaneva?
Yes.
Is that yes or no?
Don Cook? Yes. That mathematically can't pass.
Don Cook?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Anissa Faruqi?
I abstain.
Hank Lynn?
No.
Dwayne Lark?
Abstain.
Jerry Lynch?
Yes.
Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Nancy Sabor and Artoni?
Yes.
Deborah Shaftoe?
No.
Ted Weisfeld?
Yes.
It failed.
Point of order.
Let's finish the count.
Nine, four, six against, five abstains, however, requires three to pass. 13 to pass.
Uh-huh.
So it does fail.
It fails. All right. Next item on the agenda is final, correcting inconsistent text. Ray, affiliates election date. How much time we have to spend on this? Yes.
And it's only one word.
When they
make the bylaw amendment, one of the bylaws, they correct the date of the affiliates when they will be elected, and they change it. They forgot to change it in this article. And then...
To change it.
They forgot to change... They changed the other article, but they forgot that here they march. And then we are electing the affiliate in December, but he has said that they forgot to change that, and we are changing March, wrong, from December. That is
from March to December is the gist of this amendment, ladies and gentlemen. That, is that correct? Are there any objections?
Two.
Roll call.
Roll call.
I'll just note there's also a typo in it, which has been noticed.
Yeah.
It says, shall election a staff director.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the meaning?
No, it doesn't. I guess not.
And we can't change it anyway. Roll call, please.
Okay. Joseph Davis, I'll vote for. Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Adriana Casaneva?
No.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Cliff Smith?
Now, can you state the restructuring motion?
In a gist, it's changing the date from December. No, from March to December, right? That's all it's doing.
Correction.
For the election of affiliate director.
Kevin White.
Abstain.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Alan Milan.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Don Cook.
Well, I'm going to abstain because the election is not a verb.
Bill Crozier.
I'm going to abstain also.
Anissa Faruqi.
Four.
Hank Lamb.
Against.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Jerry Lynch.
Yes.
Susie Moreno.
Yes.
Nancy Savarin-Artomi.
Yes.
Deborah Shapto.
Abstain.
Ted Weiskel.
Yes.
I'll change mine to abstain.
From what?
From
no?
Yeah.
Okay. The effect is the same.
Well, you can't get 13 with this crowd, I don't think.
We can't say
you
do.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
More people get 13.
So we corrected a typo all this time.
Yes, it is very hard. We need to come in bikinis next time.
Okay. Well, we'll be arguing, so it may be hotter.
Maybe we can ask them to put the air conditioner on.
The air conditioner is on. If it wasn't on, believe me, you wouldn't stay in here.
The timer got reset today. The timer got reset, and the guy in charge can't get a hold of the people that have to fix it.
Well, I mean, you can feel that there's air in this building, ladies and gentlemen. If there's air, if there was no air in this building, you would be stifled.
It's true.
Okay.
So the results?
No, we can't. We're going to report out. Yes, ma'am.
14 votes for, 1 vote against, 5 abstains. So the amendment passes.
Okay, now we should report out the
Could you report the
outcomes?
Because I didn't want the same count I have, but I may have missed them. Could you read the yes votes, please?
Who voted yes?
Uh-huh.
14. Joseph Davis, Venetia Patel, George Ryder, Cliff Smith, Teresa Allen, Alan Alon, Wesley Bethune, Adriana.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
everyone, I got it. Thank you.
Report the outcomes of the 3 amendments.
The first 2 failed, only the last one passed.
That's our report out, ladies and gentlemen. We are adjourned.